Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. When you move to a new city or return to an area after living for many years elsewhere, it can be hard to figure out where to find things, how to meet people, where to go for necessities or experiences that make you feel more at home. Well, if you're seeking guidance with any of that, St. Louis Public Radio's got a welcome kit designed expressly for you. And from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a welcome party right outside our station, a community event that's the in-person version of that welcome kit. Lara Hamden is STLPR's engagement editor, and she's with us now to share more about it. Lara, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you.
So this welcome kit, what is it exactly? And what's one of the stories that you'd like to highlight from it?
So our welcome kit is a digital guide you can find on our website, stlpr.org. And actually, I'm going to tell you about a couple stories really quick. It's really a guide that has articles to stories we've published on about how people can get to know the region better and navigate it, whether that's culturally or literally physically. We have a transportation guide for folks to get to know how what options there are for them aside from driving cars, even though we know it's such a car-heavy city. Mm-hmm. We also have things like a pronunciation guide for how to say the areas and the street names that we have that kind of catch people off guard looking at you, Graboi.
Okay.
And in the conversation you just had about Missouri comfort foods, you touched on the St. Paul sandwich. So we have a kit and an article in there about how it even became a notable sandwich here, and even our St. Louis style pizzas. What's the story there? How did it became get to be known by its square shape, and of course Provel cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's also information in the kit that has to do with how to access really important public institutions like the library, right?
For sure, yeah. We have a how to get a library card, and it talks you through the steps on how to actually physically get one, but also all the services it offers aside from just books. I mean, even me, someone from St. Louis who's mm-hmm. been here, I didn't even know everything that the library had to offer us. I mean, they even have, it's literally called the Library of Things. Mm-hmm. And you can check out stuff like VR headsets, telescopes, fishing equipment. I mean, all this sort of stuff. And that information is in our How to Get a Library Card guide. I mean, mm-hmm. we also, on Independent Bookstore Day, I published an article about all the bookstores, independent bookstores we have in the region. I also didn't know about all of that until I put this together.
Yeah.
So it's really helpful for people who are from here as well.
So it offers a lot of resources then, not only for those who are new, but lifelong folks like you. And something that stood out to me was some resources that direct you to international markets, for example.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So there are organizations here that really dedicate their services to helping people settle in the region. But also when I thought about putting that together, I also thought about, well, international markets are really a source of a reminder for home for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. so we made a list of just the different cuisines that that people can find markets that cater to those cuisines here. So that was really important to add in there.
So I want to get to the party.
Yeah.
So the STLPR's the welcome kit, that is, it's a digital resource, so it's easily accessed mm-hmm. online. Why do an in-person welcome party?
A goal of ours when we set out to make this welcome kit was being intentional about how this kit can go beyond the digital version. So we've been working with local organizations and universities to see how they can include the welcome kit in their onboarding resources. And so an in-person event was just the progression of that work. Putting together a resource fair kind of made the most sense because it's a way to directly connect newcomers with local organizations all in one space.
Mm-hmm.
But also it reiterated that St. Louis Public Radio is a community resource for them as well. So that's why we're inviting them here at the station to do it.
Mm-hmm. And who are they? Who'll be here?
Oh, newcomers, of course, and then some of the local organizations that we have coming are the St. Louis Public Library and the County Library. I'm just going to name off a couple, but okay, there's going to be more than 20 organizations here to talk to people. We'll have the Symphony Orchestra here. We'll have the Repertory Theater of St. Louis here, the Historical Society, the St. Louis Zoo, even organizations like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. The League of Women's Voters will be here to get people on board with voter registration if they haven't registered yet or haven't changed their address and really updated to get ready for the November election.
Mm-hmm. So it's lots of – and then in addition to that, there will be – food and drink, because no party is complete without that.
Yes,
right?
Of course. And since it is a bit of a limited time, 4:30 to 6:30, we aren't able to go, you know, all out. But there will be taste samples and drink samples offerings from businesses like Gus's Pretzels, mm-hmm. Ted Drew's, of course. We need our frozen custard, mm-hmm. Blissfully Popped Popcorn. And for drinks, we'll have Four Hands Brewery and Schlafly Brewery, two local breweries here, offering drink samples as well.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we're going to have some things for kids, right?
Yeah. So there will be the Magic House will have some tabletop activities, and the Montessori School will also have some arts and crafts here. And then also organizations like the St. Louis Zoo are, of course, of interest to them.
And as a reminder, this will be a free event?
It's a free event. It's public. There's going to be free parking, so we can't wait to see everyone.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.